in the cause of freedom and justice. Let our people take to the streets in fierce numbers, meet violence with violence, and let our battle cry be heard around the world. Freedom, freedom, freedom now or death.
You are tuned to Radio Free Dixie, the voice of armed self-defense, broadcasting in the year of fire.
This is the story of Robert and Mabel Williams. It marks an important and often forgotten chapter in the civil rights and black liberation movements within a long-standing tradition that affirms the right of communities under violent racist attack to defend themselves. The story begins in Monroe, North Carolina, hometown of the infamous Senator Jesse Helms, but also of Robert and Mabel Williams. It starts in Monroe, then becomes a far-flung odyssey, a journey of resistance from Monroe to Havana, to Vietnam and China, through Africa, and back to the United States. It begins in the middle of the 20th century, as people launch a freedom struggle against racism that would shake the nation and the world. As told by Mabel Williams, the story begins like this.